We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
All right, we're back.
Welcome.
We're back.
Welcome, welcome.
I just had breakfast, too. It was good breakfast.
Good breakfast here.
Really good breakfast.
So great breakfast now right now.
We're going to talk about real estate and mortgages and everything else.
Welcome John Rocky.
Good morning, Jackson.
Welcome.
Appreciate that. Thank you
very
much.
How are you doing,
John? I'm doing fabulous. How about you?
Good.
Awesome.
Good. Exit Realty first.
Yes, sir.
What do we need to know about it?
What would you like to know? I've got all kinds of time.
Well, tell us about yourself. Tell us about yourself, John.
Okay. Let me answer the question about exit. What I love about the name exit, it's above every corporate door in America. If you look out that door right over there,
yeah,
where you came in, it says exit. That's why we have that name. It's in print over 3 billion times in North America, and we didn't pay a dime for one of those signs. So every time you see one of those, you're going to think of me.
That is good marketing.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's running when I see exit. Run.
Actually, the way the name came about was our chairman of the company was sitting with his wife in a steakhouse in Japan, and they were coming up with this new company. There's a better way for the agent. How can we make this better? And he finally came up with the concept, which is a whole other story. But they're sitting there, and he's looking at the menu, and he realizes, you know, I can't read a thing on the menu, and I can't understand the thing that's being said. What am I going to call this crazy company that we're making? And he looked up, and there was an exit sign. He says, that's it. Exit. It's everywhere. So that's where the name came from. And I can verify that. My daughter and son-in-law are linguists in Ethiopia. And we went down country away from the capital city, and sure enough, in what would be maybe a half-star hotel here, 5-star hotel there, there was an exit sign in English, which it really is everywhere. We started in 1986 as a company, and we started in Jackson in 2002, December of 2002 when we opened in Jackson. So we have 25 agents now. And we are growing. We have just a little bit of a different concept in the way real estate is done. In fact, one of our taglines is real estate reinvented. And if any of you want to know more about that, please contact me and let me know.
Well, what's different about it?
Oh, gosh.
Come on.
We really don't have that much time. The way we pay our agents, Exit is the only company that has a retirement plan. Exit is the only company that has a death benefit. For those who are in the life insurance business, when somebody passes away, that insurance plan pays one time. Am I right, Rick?
For life insurance?
Yes. Pays one time.
You only get one claim.
That's right.
You may pay more than once every year, but yes.
With Exit,
that would be a trick.
Yeah. With Exit Realty, our plan pays every time that an agent that you have brought into the system produces a sale. So that's a little bit unique in the industry. And in fact, we're the only ones that have that. It is patented. No one else can copy the design. So that's what makes Exit a little bit unique. I came into the business in 2003, and I started part-time working with another job. It just about killed me to do it. But once I got past that, I went full-time in 2004. Have not looked back since, and it's just been a fantastic ride. Looking back, I wish I would have done it 30 years ago. I know why I didn't. I didn't want to be gone every night and every weekend. So I had kids, and I wanted to spend time with them. So it was great.
So how's the market in Ethiopia or Jackson?
Well, the market in Jackson is like the weather in Ethiopia. It's hot.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Right now, I put a house on the market Thursday of this week, and I have 4 offers in negotiation right now. So that's the market. It's a 180-degree change from a year ago.
Why is that, John? What is going on? I mean, you keep hearing that.
Well, the market was so depressed, and we had so few houses on the market back in March. Beginning of March, we had a total of 624 houses in the entire Jackson County listed by Jackson agents. That's about a half to a third of the inventory that we typically need, Rick. We need a lot more inventory for that. So there's a lot of pent-up demand. The other thing is interest rates are incredibly low, and prices have not rebounded yet to where we were before the crash came. Prices are still creeping up. There's probably been a 10% increase over the last year in the local market area. So there's a lot of improvement in the market and in buyers looking for homes. We have a lot of millennials that are beginning to move out of the nest, thank God. And yeah, you can go ahead and laugh. So we have a lot of pent-up demand for housing. That's what's driving the market. One of the other things that I really like about Exit, and I don't know if you had another question on that or not, but I want to catch that, is we are an extremely technology-driven company. We are paperless. I don't use paper. When I go to show you a house, about the only paper you will see is when I hand you the listing information that came off the MLS. That's about the most paper you're going to see. So everything else is paperless. One of the other things, and this is a chance for you to take out your smartphone and play for just 1 minute. If you would do me a favor, take your smartphone out right now. And I know some of you have already in this room have already done this.
Do you have one, Greg?
Yeah.
If you would go into your messages and type in the word John Rocky Sells, and it's all just capital John, capital Rocky, and capital Sells. No spaces. John Rocky Sells. And send that to 85377. You'll get my mobile business card. I would really appreciate it if you do that, by the way. It gives you access to my listings, my website, and it gives you a way to contact me either by text or email or call. So it's a great little tool. Technology continues to evolve and change and get better, and I just love what technology is able to do for us. I love our emphasis as a company.
John, you don't see much change coming up in the near future as far as the rates?
Man, we've been saying for the last 6 or 7 years that rates have to go up.
And they haven't gone up. And
well, they go up a little bit, and they go down a little bit.
Very little, though, right?
Yes. Oh, the rates are just absolutely fantastic. And I'm not sure, and you're going to learn this from Mike here in just a couple minutes. I'm not sure how much the rates went down as a result of what happened with the UK leaving the European Union. But, oh, my gosh, rates are absolutely fantastic. So low prices, low rates, great time to buy. Particularly for buyers, it's a great time to sell because the market is improving and we have far, far fewer people underwater than we did, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
How important to pre-qualify?
Absolutely, 100% to pre-qualify. On the four offers I was telling you, I had two offers that came in without pre-approval letters. I got a hold of the agent. I said, do you have a pre-approval letter? If you do, please send it. If you don't, get one, because your offer will not be seriously considered. So it's absolutely critical in this market for a buyer to go in with their strongest offer and their strongest earnest money deposit and a pre-qualification letter. Those things are absolutely critical to getting your deal accepted.
So we are seeing more homes built, aren't we, here
yes.
locally?
Yes. We've had more vacant land sell in the last year than we probably had in the last 5 years for the purpose of building. In fact, I've got a closing tomorrow on a lot. And as soon as the closing is over, the people are starting construction tomorrow. So it's definitely we're seeing some new homes. And that's a good thing for the area.
John, appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
John Rocky from Exit Realty First.
All right. Now, buy your house, borrow money.
Got Mike segue.
Yeah, good segue right here. I've got Mike Archer from Mortgage One and to talk about all those low interest rates and that. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great, Rick. Thanks.
Busy as ever?
Busy as ever, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, great time to buy a house, great time to finance a house. What's the rate now? We all want to know, 15-year, 30-year. What's the rate these days?
The rate. I try to stay away from rates.
We're not going
to nail me down here, right, on radio. With all the activity that happened last Thursday, Friday with Great Britain, when money flows out of the stock market, it's got to go somewhere. And typically, it flows into the bond market. And when the bond market gets all that cash, it pushes up the price of bonds and it drops the yield. So, you know, bad economic news is typically good news for interest rates, good news for mortgage guys. So, you know, we're not exactly cheering, but, you know, maybe silently we're cheering. So last week, I think we saw between last week and yesterday, probably a 80, 90 basis point increase in bonds, which subsequently dropped interest rates to probably on a 30 year with no points, close to 3.5. 15-year, probably 2.8, maybe even lower. You know, it's tough to talk rates because it's rates are dependent on the program,
sure,
your credit score,
right,
loan-to-value, stuff like that. But rates are, John was exactly right, rates are fantastic right now.
So it's probably better to buy than rent, huh?
What's that?
Better to buy than rent right now?
Absolutely. You know, it's you can buy a house, and I financed somebody last week. It was a $70,000 purchase. Her total house payment, taxes and insurance, was $498. And really, I mean, you can't rent for that. I don't believe.
So a box of your Kinzu
place,
knives, too.
Building equity.
Right, I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
So, yeah, it's a tremendous opportunity for young people, really for anybody, because these rates, you know, I've been in the mortgage business a long time, 20 years or more. And the past 15, I've been saying, you know, okay, these rates have been great. They've got to go up. They've got to go up. And they haven't. It's been a tremendously resilient market. The economy has not been on fire. So, you know, we've had a lot of mortgage troubles in the past 10 years. So the bonds have been held down both through natural economics and through some government policy. So at some point, the rates are going to go up. When that is, I don't know. But right now, if there's anybody that is considering buying, refinancing, it's just an awesome, awesome time to do that.
Let me ask you then, you guys, what makes you guys special? I mean, there's lots of mortgage options out there. Why should somebody think about Mortgage One?
Well, because we are special.
Well, but you have to define special. Everybody says they're special.
I've been in the mortgage business a long time, as has my staff. I worked for a local bank, managed the mortgage department there for many years, and about 5 years ago decided I wanted to do something a little different. Thought maybe I could do it a little better. And we've got a lot of experience. I've got four loan officers. We all have 15 plus years experience, which is important in this market. You know, we're oriented on customer service. We have local processing, which to me was key. A lot of big banks, mortgage companies, they've gone to centralized processing where the processing is somewhere, maybe not even on this continent, and somebody with a headset is answering your questions, maybe it's a different person every time. Whereas I felt that process was really important to keep it in-house, to keep it local, so the realtors, so the customers get to know you and they know who they're talking to. And it's to me, it's extremely important just to keep that function local. And it's worked out fantastic.
So when they talk about getting pre-qualified, if I want to go buy a house, I just come see you and then you would tell me what I would be eligible for, how much money I could borrow?
Exactly. It's getting pre-qualified. You know, there's a difference between pre-qualified and pre-approved. Okay. A pre-qualification is simply you telling me your info, Rick. You're telling me, you know, what your credit score is, what your income is, and I say, well, you know, you're going to qualify for $110,000. An approval is actually running credit, getting income docs, and making a decision based on that information. It's much more solid. So when John Rocky sees a Mortgage One approval, it goes right to the top of the stack. Right, John? Yes, sir. All right.
You shake your head, yes. Okay.
Good to know. But it's so important because if you're a seller these days, it's such a, you know, it's a hot market. It's, you know, you're getting 3, 4, 5 offers on a property. You want to know that that person is approved. You know, they've taken it seriously. They've, the last thing you want to do is accept an offer and find out 2, 3, 4 weeks later, well, they can't get financing. So, you know, sellers demand it, the realtors demand it, and it's the prudent thing to do. And a lot of times people don't realize what's your credit score. It's not what they think it is. And by getting pre-approved ahead of time, we've got time to work on that, maybe bump the score up a little bit, because interest rates are in part calculated on your credit score. So the better your credit score, the better the interest rate you're going to get.
Right. Check your credit score. I mean, I really think you should. I actually had a little issue there one time because of an old bill that I didn't even know about, and it was wrong, and it affects it. And then you get, and you, everybody says, get this credit card, you know? Okay, sign me up for that credit card. That is not a good idea.
Right.
Not a good idea. That hurts your credit score out there. I can tell you that right now. So it's that
Mike,
credit score is everything.
Are you seeing a lot of first-time homeowner business?
We are seeing a lot of first-time home buyer, but you know, really what we're seeing, I think the strength behind the market right now is the second, third-time buyers. I think a lot of those people were on the sidelines after the market crashed, and they're like, why am I going to sell my house when, you know, I'm going to break even, maybe lose money? So people that were maybe going to sell 4, 5, 6 years ago didn't, and they held on to their homes. And now that the market's coming back up, you know, supply and demand, you know, fewer houses out there, more buyers, they're driving the prices up. So we're seeing a lot of transactions in the upper ones, twos, 300,000 range. 4 years ago, our average loan amount was 76,000. Last year, it was 132. And so far this year, it's 156. So, you know, that's huge. Just seeing the price increase, and it's not so much, it is price increase. The market's increasing 5 to 6% a year in home price appreciation. So it's just an awesome time out there.
How do we get a hold of you on our smartphone?
Any smartphone?
Any phone.
Any phone, yeah. I'm going to tell you where we're located. We are on 850 Lawrence Ave, the western gateway into Jackson now. My cell phone, give you my cell phone, 517-937-4597. And I appreciate the time.
Thanks,
and,
Mike.
Thank you, Jackson.
Appreciate it. Mike Archer from Mortgage One. Angela Macnick.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you coming out this morning, having breakfast with us. As usual, let's give Brandon from Bella Note a round of applause for the wonderful breakfast and service this morning. Thank you. And also want to thank our ambassadors. Those are the ladies that you saw greeting you at the door as well as at registration. So thank you, Tammy and Molly, for your help today. Thank you. And we want to welcome some new chamber members since we were together last month. We want to welcome Burton Electric, Computer Ties Professional Communications Solutions, CVS Pharmacy, East Jackson Community Schools, England Family Agency Farm Bureau, LDM and Associates Inc., Notch 8, Pointer Office Products, ShopRat Foundation, and Triangle Technologies, the local project. Let's welcome them to the chamber by giving them a round of applause. So with the summer months coming up, we have a few events still going on. We don't do nearly as many as we do in the fall and in the spring, but we do have an HR education series coming up on the exempt, non-exempt employee ruling that the Department of Labor has now enacted and will officially take place at the end of this year. So it's a good opportunity to come and learn how to be prepared when that takes place in December. That's going to be happening on July 13th from 7:30 to 9 over at Gene Davis & Sons. We also have a PAC, Pints and Politics. So if you're interested in meeting any of the candidates running for office, you're welcome to stop by the Grand River Marketplace on July 18th from 5 to 6:30. And then we do have a speed networking event on July 20th from 2 to 5 p.m. also at the Grand River Brewery. So a good opportunity to have a little bit more structured speed networking, sort of similar to speed dating, but it's not really speed dating. So come join us. Yeah, right. And then don't forget to reserve your booth for JAXPO. JAXPO is coming up October 20th. And yes, I did say October. So we are already planning for that. Brochures are available on the website as well as here at Bella Note. And I want to thank everyone for coming today. So I'm going to read through the list of all of our attendees this morning. All right, we have the American Red Cross, Best One Tire and Service of Central Michigan, Capital Bank Card, Edward Jones Investments, Edward Jones Investments, Timothy Hubbard, Exit Realty, Home Builders Association of Jackson, Jackson County Prosecutor's Office, Jackson Host Lions Club, Legal Shield, Mortgage One, Old National Bank downtown, OSB Community Bank, Tomco Asphalt, United Way of Jackson County, Excel Staffing, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, Anderson Printing and Mailing, Walton Reed, Michigan Office Solutions, The Anchor Initiative, Big B Coffee on Horton Road, Dancy's Fancy Butter.
Butterlicious, baby.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just pause because it happens every time. Thanks, Freddie. Appreciate it. Russell Decker, Richmond Brothers, Jackson District Library, Pointer Office Products, CP Federal Credit Union, Uno Dos Multimedia, Jackson Publishing, and MLL Insurance. What a great list. Thank you all for joining us this morning. We do not have a show next month. We are taking July off, right?
So we'll see you August 23rd.
August 23rd it is. We will see you then. Have
Thanks,
a great
everybody.
Summer. Thank you.
Thank you.